Welcome to Ales and Strange Tales. We are your hosts,
Chris Moyers
and Dan Stickney. We like to crack open a beer or two and share tales of the supernatural, paranormal, and just plain strange.
So sit back, grab yourself a drink, and dive into the strange with us.
Welcome back to Ales and Strange Tales, Season 4, Episode 10.
The season finale.
Season finale. And we have guests.
We have some guests finally.
Is this the first time we had guests in Season 4?
Yeah.
Megan was Season 3?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't remember who.
I don't remember either. Well, anyway.
I know we had nothing on this season.
We have the mature adults here in the studio.
Woo!
Round of applause for our band.
Woo, woo, woo.
I'm like nervous talking to you guys.
I know, you should be. Yeah. It's my band. We have Nick and Mark here. Thank you for joining us today.
Hello, hello, hello.
Let's present our beers. Only me and Dan have beers today. Yeah. What do you got, Dan?
I've had this before. Sam Adams, Boston. I drink at the bar a lot.
Boston Lag.
Boston Lager. 5.0.
I have a weird one. I have a Mexican beer, Vicky Chamoy.
What's the taste of that? Yes.
It tastes like a strawberry beer with tomato juice.
Like
in
a Bloody Mary with a little strawberry, so like, maybe to it.
Like a chelada.
It's yeah, kind of, but it's like a fruity one.
It doesn't really say what it is.
It does, but I don't know what the
well,
fuck
it's
it says.
In Spanish, I think, or something.
It seems to be. You'd speak Spanish. What does that fucking say?
Well, I can't read Chamoy. That's what it says. Chamoy.
This bullshit.
Oh. Fucking chalea con chamoy, and something. tamarindo, it's like tamarindo.
That's the strawberry taste I'm tasting then, probably. It's a citrusy strawberry type thing.
My Spanish is fucked, guys.
Well, you figured some of it out. Me and Dan don't know what the fuck's going on.
I understand about like 20%. 20%.
I understand zero, and I took Spanish for 2 years in college. I know hasta mañana.
You took Spanish for 2 years?
Yeah.
You passed these classes?
Yeah.
How the fuck? Don't you remember something?
I know hasta mañana.
Let's see you tomorrow.
I had to go to a special class, like a private testing area, because I had to replay the fucking Spanish over and over and over, because it's so fast, man. And everyone's getting it. I'm not getting any of it. And they made me try to roll my tongue in front of the class.
Oh, the glee. Oh, the glee.
I was going glee, glee. Glee, glee, glee. It was not good. They seemed to think it was funny. I didn't like it.
Instead of that, it's true at once.
Glee. Not good.
It's hard to explain to somebody to roll their tongue. It's like.
You can't roll your tongues. I can't whistle with my mouth.
I can't whistle.
I can whistle with my tongue. Shit.
How's the tongue? No, I can do a regular whistle, but I can't do that fucking loud like.
Yeah, I can't
pull that shit. You
know, are you guys about done with your private conversation?
You're gonna edit this shit.
Fuck? Man, whistling is paranormal.
Yeah. If I learn how to do it, that'd be pretty paranormal.
Yeah.
Anyway, what do we have on the agenda tonight? It's you guys seen some things in the sky? Is that what it is?
Who hasn't? Yeah, I've seen fucking things.
Nick reminded me of something too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, so we do have some extra stuff that I didn't even know about.
Yeah.
So let's start with Nick here. Yeah. Nick, what did you see? Now, from what I gathered, you and Mark saw the same thing on the same night?
No, it's around the same time, though. Maybe within a week, I'm pretty sure that.
Yeah. You guys are local to each other.
Yeah,
so.
Well, it was one night after jamming here, went home, and it was during the summer, so, like, it was, like, 7. You know, like, we're done at, like, 7 when
yeah.
I was fighting. The sun's down, but it's still bright out, and the sky is fucking blue, and I pull into the driveway, I get out of the fucking car. My dad's in the garage, he's got the garage door open, so I'm in the driveway, and I get up. And I look up, and fuck, I'm like, what the hell is that? It looked like a big, bright star, like a planet that would be a star.
And it wasn't moving when you
first saw it. It wasn't, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? It looked too fucking big to be just like a star or a fucking planet. And it's too bright outside. I'm looking all over the fucking sky. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, I say, Dad, what the fuck is that? Because, you know, I'm just now talking about like aliens getting into aliens.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, it was very weird, too. Like, well, as soon as I start resting my attention on this shit, then you're going to fuck with me out there. You know, it seemed like it. He comes out to look at it. He's like, oh, well, I don't know what the fuck that is. So, and then I go to tell my mom what's going on. And then I grab the fucking binoculars, too, because I wanted to take a look at this thing. binoculars weren't that fucking strong, like maybe, I don't know, times 12 or something.
Oh, yeah.
But I got a good look at it, and it looked like the underbelly of a fucking disc.
Really?
Yeah, it looked like like when your computer's loading, like that little circle that spins around like that.
Spiral thing.
It looked like it was doing that around something that was reflecting, because like the underbelly kind of had like this orangeness to it that it was reflecting the sun down, like kind of like on the horizon.
Yeah.
That's the best way I can describe it. And then I take the binoculars away, and it still would look like the fucking, like a star shining still. And it's like nothing. It's still bright outside.
But you vaguely see just some
And then so my mom looked at it through the fucking binoculars. My dad looked at it. We all saw the same type of thing. And then it eventually started to get smaller and smaller and smaller, like it was raising further, further, further away from, like up in the sky, away from us.
Yeah.
So it looked like the star or planet or whatever just shrunk down to nothing, and it was gone. And it was still bright out. There weren't any other stars out even after all that happened, about 10 minutes.
That's not that definitely seems like something.
Yeah. And this was in the summer of 2020.
2020.
Okay.
2020.
When I saw that.
And then that's when you saw something very similar to that, Mark?
Yeah, that same week, like two days before or after he saw that, I didn't see anything quite as detailed, but it was totally dark at night, like, you know, really late at night, and I'd go in for a walk, and I'd just look up at the sky, and I just see an ordinary star, and like the second I looked at it, it just faded away, like someone took a dimmer switch and just turned it down real quick.
Right,
and
when you notice it,
yeah,
it gets
right when my eyes met it, it's like, oh no, he sees me.
Yeah. Now, you probably didn't get a good look at it, so you didn't see the spinning
Because he saw the
binoculars.
Plus, it was kind of like twilight outside, so you saw light reflecting off it.
It was, like I said, it was like 7:30, 8 o'clock in, you know, summer, so it's still bright outside.
Did you guys tell me about this when you guys saw it?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was just, it's like when I saw it, it didn't move, it just looked like someone turned a light off real quick.
Huh.
And, you know, I ended up seeing the same exact thing just a few days ago.
Oh, that's what brought us together.
Yeah, that's what brought us.
It was exactly the same thing. Right when you notice it, this fucking disappears.
Like 1 second after my eyes met it, the light, it just...
So it's keeping an eye on you.
Creepier, man. Yeah, he's spying on you.
That is pretty weird.
Next time,
it's a totally clear sky, too. No,
next
no
time, ask to have it come back. What the fuck? I mean, why not?
I'm the motherfucker. I don't think I can handle that. I'm a pussy.
Hey, man. We're going to get fucking... No, it's nothing like that. It's probably... Anyway, man.
Yeah, I've seen part of the sky. I know what the fuck they're
up to. Hey, with the way the world's going these days, I'll take a fucking alien.
Yeah, really. I'm waiting for that.
Take me away.
I don't buy no hammer. Well, you can take me. No, I don't know. You would know if somebody was an asshole. Doesn't matter how scaly the fuck is.
Well, it seems like an
fucking
asshole.
Lizard
this motherfucker spying on him and disappearing. He's up to no good, man.
Yeah, just like you could be like, okay, I get a good feeling about you. I'll know if you're a prick. I know when you're a prick.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty upfront about that. You get a good feeling when you saw this motherfucker up in there?
I told it thank you because it just hung there for me to watch it and then finally said, okay, I gotta go or something.
And you got
like
no
that.
Bad vibe from the fucking thing at all?
No, something
not
ran,
threatened.
Something ran through my head like it was me from the future coming to check on that situation. Like, that's what I did. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what kind of fucking thought was that? I'm like, man, what if that's me, like, fucking, like, in 2050 or something? coming, and we can time travel, no big deal. Like, I'm just going. Remember that time? Let's go.
Yeah,
and it's
exactly
all of us. It's
that.
All of us. We all go check on that, and it was us watching us. Look at them dumb fucks. They don't know it's us.
We're gonna go play a show on Venus.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
How am I doing?
Yeah.
Well, that brings us to the what I was a part of. I didn't see it though. Camping. What was it? 20.
Shit.
20.
2 years ago.
No, that was also in 20.
That was 20. Also?
Yeah, because that was.
Yeah, because we didn't go camping last year. No. And then the year before that is us three just went.
Yeah, because this is all we could do because everything was still, the summer. Yeah. Everything was locked down, so we did do that. I remember driving there. There was like some battery exploded and a fucking.
That one. Yeah.
It was,
some fucking semi.
People died, didn't they?
Yeah. Somebody might have died on the highway.
It was on the news.
Yeah, we were parked there in a fucking highway for at least an hour.
Standing on
two and a half hours.
Cars and
was it two and a half hours?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I hate waiting, so I definitely remember that.
Long as fuck.
Oh,
we ended up turning around, driving the wrong way off the fucking.
I remember that, yeah, because we were right by it, I think.
You met a karmic obstacle, man. Fucking, I hate waiting. Boom, guess what?
We're going to wait.
We're going to fucking wait big time right now, man.
So who Shit. Saw it on the camping trip? Was it just you and Dan, or Dan does?
I saw it.
I did see it. He reminded me. I totally forgot about it. But
we all were there when it happened.
I was there. I was
there. Because we were all standing together talking, and only
because
that
you could totally fucking see like the fucking stars out.
Oh yeah.
Out. Where the fuck were we?
Dunlap.
We're by.
I can't remember.
Were we near Peoria or some shit?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
It was like, I mean, south.
At night, you could see the shit fucking good. So
go you.
You're the one.
Well, I would have seen it if Brad wasn't showing me his Pokemon Go bullshit on his fucking phone. That was about
it. It wasn't a small ass town, and there wasn't a lot.
I know. He's out camping in the motherfucker the whole time. I'm like, why? Get off of it for 10 minutes. Look where you're at.
Yeah, well, fucking Pokemon.
Pokemon Go.
Anyway, Dan, what did you see exactly? It was at night.
Well,
you're drinking.
He reminded me where it just took off. It was something that was going. Eh, it's a satellite. And all of a sudden, it.
So it was another light that just disappeared?
Like, not like the way they described their last one.
So you saw it dart off? That's, okay, that is
different. It blew up.
Really?
The light blew up. So it was just like.
It just disappeared.
We were looking at the stars, and we're like, do you see this thing right here? It looked like another star that was just floating along, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm screaming up at it, hey, why don't you power up? Because I'm watching that Stephen Greer shit.
Oh, yeah, he told me about
and stuff. So these fucking, like, these stars, they look the same, and then they'll glow, like, real fucking big for you. And it did that shit, and then took off super fucking fast. Into the stars.
Totally,
he fucking saw it. I'm like, what the, you know.
I promise I saw it.
It was a thing. And I always see those little goddamn stars floating around.
I ain't seeing shit. I need to go outside at night more, because I'm just not seeing anything.
Look up.
Yeah, just. Keep looking.
Have you guys seen those satellites from Tesla or whatever, Elon Musk, right?
Oh, yeah.
Starlink.
So definitely wasn't that, obviously.
Definitely not at all that.
That's what they're telling us that is, too. Who knows what the fuck those really are. But as right now, they're Starlink satellites.
It was almost like it went into hyperdrive or something. You're like, and it went...
But the thing was, the fucking thing listened to me when I said, hey, power up. And it just blew, because that's what they said in that fucking shit. They want to see these
We were either sitting there or we were walking in the field across the way. I can't remember, though. But
I know we were walking
in
the field.
Like we were walking out from where we were, where we all were. Our tents were. Yeah. There was like that little area that walked out into a field. That's where we were just like walking out into there.
That's it.
And we looked up under a bridge.
Yeah, you could totally fucking see the whole sky in the fucking.
Was this before or after we were under the bridge?
In the fucking sky.
Remember when we were under that railroad bridge and they had to walk way under there?
This was after that.
It was after that?
Yeah.
I think so.
And we went for another walk? Okay. Well, does that remind you of the story that my cousin sent me when he lived in Alaska? And then he just looked over, and then he just saw the sun. He thought it was the sun. It just expanded a huge light over a mountain.
That was
and then just disappeared,
story.
Too.
No, I remember that, yeah.
Seems like his was a little bit more extravagant looking than what you guys saw, but there's similarities.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Anyways, that about sums it up. Thanks for tuning in.
That's about it.
I don't know what else to talk about now. You guys went way too quick. I said fucking elaborate. Take your time, and now we're done.
What time we got?
We got 13 minutes.
Well, we got some strange news.
Good. I didn't even think about getting strange news.
Okay. So, I mean, fuck. That you've never seen a fucking weird thing in your life?
Not really, no.
Anywhere. Any kind of anything.
When I was a kid, I was in a vehicle with my mom, my aunt, and my brother, and then they saw something. I don't remember it. And then they told my two uncles and my grandpa, and then three uncles and my grandpa, and then they hopped up to a pickup truck and drove into the woods with machetes and shit looking for it.
What was it?
Which was awesome.
Something flying, or was it a creature?
It was something like some kind of craft in the sky they saw.
See, this
in Florida, I believe.
The fucking shit is stories for a reason because it's true. Believe it.
Yeah, well.
Even though you haven't seen anything,
but
fucking leave it. Bafuckinoculars and bafuckinleave it.
I don't know what they thought they were going
to
do with machetes.
I forgot to say bafuckinoculars, man.
That's just in case they landed.
Bafuckinoculars.
Yeah. They'd be dead if they're attacking them with machetes.
It's weird though when you said that you told that thing to power up and then it did.
Because it did.
I've heard other people that's saying that if wild. They just kind of like ask the sky to show them something that they usually end up seeing
because
stuff.
Because they say just out of the line of the fucking blue of our fucking atmosphere, it is riddled with fucking ships keeping an eye on Earth. Believe that shit.
I believe it.
And maybe what we see in the sky is man-made. Believe that there's technology already.
There's technology we don't know about. I know that
for sure.
Just always something. Your fucking CIA cocksuckers had your swipe screen smartphones in the 60s. Believe me. We are fucking so far behind by our fucking...
Cabal masters.
but you know,
I don't
even want to
get into this fucking shit. We're talking about goddamn fucking...
To your point.
Fuck.
They go out... We're still taking rockets to outer space.
And you gotta have something.
There's gotta be something better than that.
You have to have a fucking space program to fucking cover it up. Yeah.
Look at the phones fucking.
Yeah. You don't need any of the fuck thing that we're using is harmful. That's what it is. It's just fucking to spy on you and fucking give you brain
cancer.
They
got crazy crafts to go to the fucking moon.
And makes your dick
work
like
less. The phone has more technology than the first rocket
that's
that went to the moon.
That's why you Bluetooth at the gas station when you're 12. That's because the fucking EMF fucking bullshit makes your dick go bye-bye.
Not to be an asshole, but every time we do that, I'm going to go in there and lower the fucking volume. Fucker.
Oh, fuck. I'm sorry.
Use a compressor. Okay,
so, yeah. Yeah, so
every time I do that, it doesn't work the way I want it to.
Like it gets louder. Like I'm gonna still talk the same. I'm not gonna yell with any fucking so.
When I do what it, the technique that he says, it brings everything up to that.
You don't gotta keep
it going. No worries,
down.
I'm gonna cut all this shit out anyway.
Yeah, I don't know what you're keeping and what you're.
I'm gonna have to keep a lot of it because we're only at 16 minutes. So.
We can't get into conspiracy fucking shit.
I got some
strange
news, though, if you want to know that.
Well, we could get into conspiracies, but.
Or we could, whatever.
Fucking aliens lead to that shit. I'm sorry.
Our band should
what do you mean by that?
I mean, spaceships seeing shit in the sky, whatever the hell. Whatever. Aliens lead to conspiracy theories? What do you mean? Like.
What do you mean?
Like, well, just like government cover up, and then where that'll fucking spin you off down the rabbit hole.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, not just fucking aliens, but, you know. Yeah.
Well, no, throwing our way, motherfucker. What
yeah,
you got?
Yeah.
Nothing. You don't listen to any fucking.
I do. I have some. I know some. I can't think of anything off the top of my head for some reason right now.
You know. All right. Into conspiracy
the
theories.
Government doesn't want you to know this, but Coke and Pepsi are the same thing.
Yeah.
It is.
And you Coke is better. It was. They're lying to you. Yeah. I don't remember it. I don't know if it was good or not. All right. Fuck that. Strange news. Strange news.
All right, this one's from popscience.com. Robotic super monster wolves are guarding Japanese towns against bears.
Well, that's awesome.
There's a picture. Look at this fucking thing.
What the fuck is that? What in the fuck is that?
Nice.
Oh, man.
Well, describe the picture. I don't even. Was that a big wolf?
It's a robotic fucking wolf with looks like fur on it, and a total. The face has big red eyes. Got a little fake like horror movie ish.
Yeah. What the fuck?
With a mane on it and shit, and apparently it moves and shit.
It's a real animal.
Yeah. No, it's not a real animal. Stories about solar-powered robotic wolves first surfaced back in 2017 after Japanese researchers began testing...
It's a real robotic animal.
...prototypes to combat wild boars, devastating encroachment into farmlands. Since then, a company called Wolf Kamai... expanded sales of its century products featuring menacing fangs, fur, flashing red LED eyes, and a head capable of shaking side to side while emitting a 90 decibel howl. But boars aren't the only problem plaguing rural Japanese communities. According to recent reports, Wolf Kamai is now offering many of its faux wolves as bear deterrents.
Oh.
I would think bears gonna take. Oh, a pack of wolves. I would, you know, if you got a pack.
Then you're fucked. But a bear could and a take wolf.
I'd bet on the bear almost, I think.
I think I would too. Well, this is a robotic fucking monster wolf.
Yeah,
so.
If it's huge. It turns out that the super monster wolf isn't just effective at protecting farmers' crops, it's also pretty good at protecting the farmers themselves. As reported October 1st via BBC, bears are an increasingly difficult, sometimes even deadly, nuisance in many areas of Japan thanks to a combination of serious factors including climate change, deforestation, and urban expansion. What's more, bear populations in regions such as Hokkaido appear to be actually increasing as Japan faces an aging population and declining birth rates. According to the BBC, some researchers estimate a total of over 22,000 bears located around Hokkaido. That's a lot of fucking bears.
Yeah, man. What the fuck?
Because of all of this, the region recorded at least 150 bear attacks over the past 6 decades, with 4 fatalities in 2021 alone. Meanwhile, bears continue to wander into more crowded towns and cities bordering wildlife areas. Enter the Super Monster Wolf. By installing the guard bots in urban locales, experts hope to deter bears from wandering into populated areas to potentially harm both humans and themselves. Researchers previously estimated that a robo-wolf's howls effectively deterred bears from encroaching within approximately 1 square kilometer of its installation. About 0.38 square miles.
Oh.
Arguably better than many electric fence perimeters. With strategic placement, super monster wolves could help elderly communities and protect the bears.
Sounds like something out of Sonic the Hedgehog, don't it? Aren't those like robot animals in there?
Super monster wolf.
I kill you with my bear hand. I mean my human hand.
All right, well, I got one more strange news I can offer if you guys are interested.
How strange?
Very strange. This is from APnews.com. Thank you guys very much. U.S. customs official sees giraffe feces from woman at Minnesota airport.
Giraffe feces?
Yeah. Federal customs agents poo-pooed the plans of an Iowa woman who wanted to make jewelry from giraffe feces.
Gross.
She picked up on a trip to Kenya and brought back into the U.S. in her luggage. The woman declared the small box of feces when she was selected to have her belongings inspected. Upon arriving, I'm gonna bust your ass. Upon arriving at the St. Paul airport on September 29th, according to U.S. Customs and Border Protection, the woman who was not identified told officials she planned to use the waste to make a necklace, as she had done in the past with moose poop.
Moose poop.
Moose shit.
Well,
moose
that's it. Poop. I thought it'd be longer than that.
So she's making jewelry
out of shit.
Yeah. Yeah, they have sound effects for the stories, you know?
Yeah, there was like 48 of them, though.
Exactly.
And there's a picture of fucking giraffe shit. That looks weird.
What do they do with the giraffe shit?
Is there a special name for like bat shit's guano? Is there a special name for fucking giraffe shit?
Well, let's look it up. Is there a special name for giraffe feces? Now, well, there's a site, everything you would ever want to know about giraffe poo, but I'm not reading it.
Can I fuck it?
Sure you could. Yeah. Fresh out of the draft, it might be, I don't know.
Website for anything.
Well, is there anything else we want to touch on this spectacular season finale?
Yeah, I have people like and smash and whatever and send their stories if they fucking...
Yeah, we ask them, they don't.
Of course not.
And if you do have anything, our email, of course, is alesandstrangetales@gmail.com. We are on Facebook. We are on Instagram. We are on Twitter. Do you do anything on those? I don't remember what you say.
Well, Instagram and Twitter, I'm pretty, not very active, but definitely active on Facebook.
Super active.
Send a your stories. Can you do a voice message, record it on your phone if you want. If you don't want to type, send that to our email.
Hey, can I get a plug too while we're looking?
Plug whatever you want.
Mature adults on fucking
YouTube.
It's hard to find.
Extremely
it's hard to find
for some reason.
Well, we'll put the link up on our website.
But
yeah,
there is a link. There is a link there.
We'll put it up. Hopefully Dan remembers to fucking do that.
Well, I made a plug and you're going to hear this.
Listen to our band.
They could if they want.
Sticker.
We're very mature. We're adults. Anyway, everyone's getting sidetracked over there about fucking stickers. This is Chris.
Dan.
Nick.
Mark.
Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Thank you so much.
Cheers.
Cheers.